This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn Shanning and Noel. Now, tensions have continued to rise over a promised transition of power between Prime Minister Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad and Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim, President of PKR. And to quiet some of this instability, last week, PAS made a very interesting suggestion. So they have suggested a vote of confidence in the leadership of Tun Dr. Mahathir. So this would allow for Tun to continue his premiership until the end of his current term goes against the promise on the power transition.
So Tun Mahathir did say that he will hand over power to Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim, but the Dewan Rakyat, 222 members, have to agree to this too.
It's kind of strange, right, when the opposition is the one proposing a vote of confidence. Normally, they're like the vote of no confidence. So slightly different story here.
Very slightly different indeed. And for more on this, so we have on the line with us Bridget Welsh, Honorary Research Associate at the University of Nottingham Asia Research Institute. Thank you for joining us, Bridget. Can you hear us?
Yes, good morning.
So how likely is a Bersatu PAS UMNO coalition that you see?
Well, let me step back for a moment and say that, you know, now Malaysia is in a situation of genuine coalition governments. So this means that there is going to be more fluidity than efforts to try to reach compromises. It's a very different type of political situation than it was before May 2018. Now, in looking at the issues of what's happening with PAS, I think that the questions of this issues of new relationships have a lot to do with the timing and the intensity of factors that are going on. We've seen three things being going behind the scenes that have happened. One, that this leadership succession plus this elite maneuvering has been very much about destabilizing different actors, especially Pakatan Harapan's government. It's also within Pakatan Harapan been about weakening and checking different actors. And very importantly, it's also about future positioning of what type of coalitions are going to happen in the future when there is the succession as it moves forward. So to answer your question, I think that a Bersatu PAS UMNO coalition in the Malaysian political system, but it's very potential in the sense that it's very likely that they have common party identities, they have similar patterns of mobilization. I think that in the short term, not so much, because I think Pakatan Harapan, the promises of power, the different factors will keep it together. But in terms of the long-term capacity of these actors coming together, I think that should not be ruled out.
With a coalition between PAS and Bersatu, is this the beginning of a backdoor government?
I think, you know, on all likelihood, given certain circumstances, Pakatan Harapan will stay together, at least as Mahathir is there. But Mahathir's party and Mahathir himself have helped to destabilize the coalition with the different actors and not clearly setting out the succession. I think that there are pressures for backdoor government, but these parties, PAS and UMNO, use these tactics as part of destabilization. So they put these things out in the media, they have these meetings, and the aim is to make sure that the Pakatan Harapan government is not as effective and it feeds some of the divisions within it. I think in terms of a potential Pakatan Harapan break apart before Mahathir, I think that these things have been increasing over time and there's a lot of pressure, but I think most of what PAS is doing is positioning itself for the future in terms of it's when there is going to be new coalitions that will have to form and there'll be new leaders that will have to emerge.
So Bridget, just one question. Does this mean that the succession of Anwar Ibrahim come November is really put into question then?
Well, first of all, I'm not so clear, and I think that it is November. I mean, I think dates keep changing.
Well, a moving target, yes, for sure.
Yeah. And I think that it is very important to recognize that the issue of secession is being wrangled over, and it is not something that is very clearly defined in terms of timing, as well as in terms of whether or not Anwar is actually going to be the next prime minister. I think that many people within Pakatan Harapan would like that to happen, but there are others that don't. And so why we're seeing this elite politicking is an attempt to create perception that this is not happening. At the same time, it's also fueling concerns within the coalition and within the public that it's not happening. So I think there are, I think it is the likelihood of Anwar Ibrahim becoming prime minister has changed and it is continuing to change as a result of some of these political maneuvers.
Now, Bridget, let's talk a bit about PAS itself now. What's your sense of PAS's unity? Is it united or are there different factions, one of which may want to ally themselves with BeSatu because it represents their interests more so than UMNO? Or is this move representative of the whole party?
Before I get to the PAS question, I want to make a important comment about what's happening within UMNO, because what the Supreme Council meeting that happened on Friday just really points to something I've been saying for some time, is that there is a real big split within that party. And that what are the, at issue is what happens involving Najib's leadership. So, and whether or not the party will choose to make alliances at the elite level or will it go it alone? And the same sort of questions have to do, are related to what's happening with PAS. PAS had a very strong relationship between Hadi Awang and Najib. And now what we're seeing is that they're moving away from Najib, moving towards the new other elements within UMNO in terms of its relationship. And this is an important development because as a consequence, they want to make more positioning in the political system to kind of think about the future. And a lot of what PAS is doing is not really about the here and now. It's about positioning itself down the line as a key player, as a kingmaker in the political process. Now, yes, there are factions within PAS, but PAS is comparatively more united over the leadership issues in terms of the party and the decisions compared to UMNO or compared to many of the other political parties. Even one can argue even BeSatu itself, because there's lots of divisions within BeSatu. So PAS, the divisions will come later when they have, again, they're allowing the leadership to move ahead in making these positions. And it's trying to make itself relevant in the national stage by seeing to be protecting Malay interests, protecting issues associated with religious identity. So this particular maneuver is part of that.
So what does a vote of confidence actually do that PAS has suggested here? Is it just a show of support, or is there some legislatively binding thing that we're not seeing here?
Well, there are two things that are happening, right? First of all, a vote of confidence determines whether or not the government stays in office or not. And so this can be a very destabilizing factor. And it, of course, it indicates that PAS is playing the political game openly, that where it was really more resistance to some of that before. And I think at a more general terms, the timing of this and the politicking when the country's facing the virus and other economic issues is very poorly timed. I think it does not reflect well on PAS to choose to sort of take this position. But at the same time, it also is a sense showing that PAS is actually putting itself on the national stage. And I think that is very, very important, because it also shows that they have political influence, and that's partly what they're trying to do by agenda set and call for a vote of confidence.
And Bridget, what does this mean, all this maneuvering mean for the other coalition party, DAP?
Well, not only DAP, PKR as well, PKR being divided, but DAP, this is part of what I was trying to say earlier. The weakening of the coalition partners has been ongoing. And in a sense, there's been an attempt to weaken DAP within the coalition to check its power. PAS is sending a signal that it is actually, you know, while it's moving towards BeSatu, it necessarily wants to push DAP out. And PAS has been adopting an agenda that's very racialized, motivated, and is trying to use that in its targeting of DAP. And it fuels a lot of these insecurities and instability that I think Malaysia, given what it's facing, is perhaps very poorly timed.
Thank you very much for speaking with us this morning, Bridget. And that was Bridget Welsh, Honorary Research Associate at the University of Nottingham Asia Research Institute. Now, I do tend to think that her sigh as she answered the last question kind of encapsulates my feelings towards this entire story. Because when you were talking about this PAS, UMNO, BeSatu possible coalition tie-up, it very much feels like political manoeuvring. And you wonder how the rest of the Pakatan Harapan coalition is going to take it. And it really, for me, puts into question whether or not the Harapan coalition will survive until GE15, that is. Because, Bridget's of the opinion that it will last at least until the next general election. But I think that if it depends very much on how how well Bersatu responds to this and how well Tun Mahathir comes out to, you know, what kind of position he makes in response to PAS's show of support.
I mean, we all know politics is all about perception, right? And mm-hmm. posturing, and so much of that happens. But my other big concern is, with all this, who's really running the government? Is everyone's attention really focused on the issues that matter? Economy is still not in the best shape. We have things like low wages, youth unemployment, education system, all the reforms that we were supposed to be very focused on. That seems to be put on the back burner, right? Because you've just everyone focused on this. And every new week, there is a new story. Rather than, hey guys, let's just really get back to work, you know.
Yeah, so, you know, Mahathir, it doesn't help that he's not setting up a very clear succession plan. And so with this weakness, this vulnerability, I think PAS is really trying to drive a wedge between Pakatan Harapan coalition parties. And so, you know, the saying, if you can't beat them, in the case of PAS, you break them up.
It's not beat them, join them. It's beat them, break them up. All right. Well, yeah, I think this is going to be, it's going to be interesting to see how PAS positions itself in the long term, because we have seen PAS undergo several kind of iterations depending on who its leader is, right? Because right now, under Dato' Sri Hadi Awang, it's tended to align itself more with UMNO. Previously, it tended to align itself more with what were then the opposition parties, so the PKRs and the DAPs. I remember at one point PAS was involved in some of the Bersih rallies. So how this is going to play out is going to be very interesting. And there's also no guarantee that this vote of confidence will actually make it to tabling in the Dewan Rakyat, because there has been some concern over whether it actually goes against conventional parliamentary practice and whether or not it'll be allowed at all.
Yeah, we have Professor Shaj Salim Farooqi, who is a constitutional law expert. He said that the vote of confidence, if allowed by the Speaker of Dewan Rakyat, will go against what is conventional practice. Because normally it's a party member of the coalition that brings forward such a vote. Usually it's the other way around, right? If you're in opposition, you would be like pushing for a vote of no confidence. So highly unusual circumstances here.
And I mean, Tun Mahathir did make a statement, I think a few days ago, to opposition parties saying that, well, if you want to show support, you know, you can support the policies that we're trying to push through in government, which I think is also a good plan, but a good thing to say. But it's maybe not, maybe a little bit more devoid of the political currency that this vote of confidence would theoretically give PAS. So this is something that we'll be definitely watching very closely and bringing you updates as we have them. But right now we're about to head into the 8 o'clock news, and then after that we'll have the breakfast grill where Shaning speaks with Fahmi Fadil, MP for Lembah Pantai. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.